to consider trusting, recognizing, and he's worthy of our praise.
Yeah.
He's certainly worthy of our trust.
Hallelujah.
He's proven himself over and over again.
Yeah.
I'd like you to turn your attention just a moment, if you would, to a portion of 2 Peter, the first chapter. I'm only going to be reading a couple of verses, but beginning with that second verse, during the greeting, salutation to Peter says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want to speak with you a little while this morning, trusting in God and embracing his promises. Trusting in God and embracing his promises. As we move toward the anniversary next year, each week we've, or each month we've used some scripture that points to some of the gifts of the Spirit, and some that point to the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is different than the gifts. The gifts are just given, and that once it's given, you've got it. The fruit of the Spirit, that's because the Holy Spirit dwelling in us causes us to change and improve. But somehow, when we look at all those things, all those gifts and all those things that are mentioned, it seems that they all have something to do with improving our relationship with one another and causing us to become more and more like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
All of those special virtues, all of those special things that we have when we have those gifts are causing us to become more of what God would have us to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at them, you see them over and over. We talk about the kind of things that would cause us to have a better relationship with God and have a better relationship with one another who are of the household of faith. These special, precious gifts. So today we're talking about something else that's not just a gift, but it's developed also through the Holy Spirit. Here in Peter, we see that Peter is telling us that somehow there are some precious gifts. There are some precious promises that God has made. And somehow, I guess when you look at this, you realize that here the Holy Spirit is going to make us aware of some things. If we look here, we see that there's something special that the Holy Spirit has for us. One of the things that we find about the Holy Spirit is that the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to teach us more about the Lord. It's also to be a comforter for us. Somebody said, well, how is the Holy Spirit a comforter? How does he go about comforting us? He goes about comforting us by reminding us of the promises that the Lord has made. You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't come in and miraculously move things and change things. No, the Holy Spirit comes in and gets down into us and makes us feel his presence. And somehow the things that he teaches us and lets us know are things that we've already heard. Things we already, he comes in to remind us. That's what Jesus said he would do. He would come and remind you of what I taught you.
Yeah.
He'll come and let you know that those promises that have been made are promises that are going to be kept. So when you're going through something, the way that the comforter can comfort you, the way that the Holy Spirit can bring you through your situation isn't by miraculously causing something to happen, but by reminding you of who you are and whose you are. By reminding you that God is able and he's made some promises to you. He's made some promises, and it's so important when we talk about promises. You know, promises are an important part of any relationship. You know, when we think about relationships, certainly we can think about a marriage. When we think about a marriage, somehow trust is a very important part of a marriage. You know, when you think about marriage, first off, you start thinking about all the special things you're going to do in the future. And you think about the love that you have for one another. Love is important. Planning is important. Visions of the new life is important. But what's really important is you need to be trustworthy. You need to be able to live up to say, I'm going to be yours for the rest of my life. I'm going to be on your side. You can depend on me. I'm not going to look beyond you at somebody else. The love that I have for you is real. You can trust me that I'm going to stand by you and be your husband. I'm going to be with you and be the wife I promised to be. You can trust me. When we talk about trust, we certainly think about that. But let's talk a little bit about trusting in the Lord. You can trust in the Lord because every promise that he has ever made, every commitment that he has ever given, everything that the Lord has said, you didn't count on. You're going through something difficult. But God never promised that the road would be easy. If he had, it would be easy. He never said you wouldn't have some rough times. When you have rough times, don't say the Lord hasn't living up to his promises. His promise didn't say that he'd keep you out of trouble. But he said he would bring you through your situation. He said he'd never leave you, didn't he, Father? Never leave you, nor forsake you. That I got some promises. I don't know all the things that you may have been through. You already learned how to trust him. But the more he brings you through, the more he lifts you up, the more you're down and he brings you to a new level of life, the more that you go through, the more you love him and the more you trust him. You can trust him because he was do exactly what he says he'll do. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you. He'll never leave you alone. He'll never forsake you. Those are the promises. Somehow when you're going through any situation, you need some comfort. You can find some comfort in God's word. But that's what the Holy Spirit does. You don't have to wait until a situation comes. You know, you can read a whole lot of scripture and get to know the scripture very well. But somehow when you have to live through a situation and the scripture, those promises come to life. When you don't know how you're going to make it and you read the scripture and where it says he'll never leave you nor forsake you and you realize he's with you. When you look there and find out he's going to bring you through. When you realize that somehow he loves you so much that things are going to be all right. Somehow you find comfort just in knowing that he's able to. Find comfort and somehow in all of that. I guess we just say, in order to get through this, I just have to trust in the Lord. I just have to believe that he's able. Somehow, I guess, when you're going through your difficult time, when you're going through that situation that you didn't expect, when you have that problem that you don't know how you're going to solve, that may be the time when you wonder if the Lord is really with you anymore. I'm reminded of the children of Israel, how they wondered whether the Lord was still going to be with them. They didn't remember his promises. They didn't know that he'd be with them all the time. They thought, he used to be able to stand by the house of Israel. He used to be with them no matter what they were going through. And now it's been so long. We've been going through these situations for so long. Somehow I have a trouble. I can have a little trouble believing that he's still. I have a little bit of trouble believing that I can still trust in the Lord. But that's what Isaiah said. They that wait. You got to keep on trusting him. They that wait and continue to trust. Let me put it that way. They that continue to believe and trust in the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk. Great God from Zion. I believe that's a promise I can live by. I'm going through something. It's been a long time. But I know I just need to wait and trust in the Lord. I know if I believe in him, he'll be with me and bring me through it. Bring me out. I just need to wait on the Lord. I trust him. I trust him. You know, Job trusted the Lord. Job had never had any situation that caused him to ever have to say, I have a problem, so I know he can solve it. Job had never had a problem. He was one that God continued to show love to, and God looked at as a very special person because of the way he did things God's way. way.
Yeah.
And then somehow I can't explain it all because I don't know where Job got his strength. I don't know what it was that made him know he could depend on the Lord the way that he did. Because God just blessed him all the time. But somehow when he was in his difficult time, and folks started talking about him, telling what he ought to be doing, telling how wrong he must have been. He said, though he slay me, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through. I don't know what it is that God's doing right now, but though he slay me, yet the Lord trust him. I know who he is, and I know he knows who I am. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe in him. Because I can find joy in my tribulation. Because you know what's going to make me better? Tribulation work of patience. Yeah. Yeah. And patience work. But then I get experience. And the more experienced I am, the more I know that God can do what God has done. And He brings me through over and over again. That experience, that is good for me to go through those. God didn't say you wouldn't have problems. Somehow it's good that we have our problems. I believe the people who have suffered the most, the people who have had the most difficult times, are the ones who are now stronger in the Lord. Yeah. That they look back and realize that God brought them through. Those who have an easy road, it seems like nothing ever goes wrong. But they can pray a little bit. And they may get up every now and then and say, thank you, Jesus. But when you get through something, when you know what the Lord has brought you through, oh, wait a minute. If you look back and realize that before the Lord put you on His list, before you became written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you were on your way to hell. That's something to praise about. I got some precious promises. God's going to be with me. Jesus has died to give me eternal life. I'm talking about some special precious. I've got some promises that I need to praise the Lord. I love the Lord. I trust the Lord. Because I know He heard my cry. I trust in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. He's always been there for me when I need Him. Don't think that you're not going to have problems. Don't focus on the problems. You can focus on the problems and just find yourself all wrapped up in the problems. Paul and Silas, they could have focused on their problems. They didn't jail. But they didn't think about being in jail. They told me they started praying and singing. The jailhouse fell down. They could have focused on their problems. They were focusing on the precious promises. They were focusing on the Lord.
Amen.
Don't focus on what your problem is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Focus on the fact that you can trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Focus on the fact that He knows what you're going through. Focus on the fact that whatever you're going through, when He brings you out of that storm, when He brings you through that situation, when He lifts you out of that muck and out of that mire, you're going to be more than what He would have you be. Those precious gifts, those precious fruit, those precious promises. The Holy Spirit brings all of that to us. We're reminded that the Lord loves us. He's promised to bring us through what we're going through. He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able. Maybe I say this too much, but there's only one thing that can compare with God's power. Somebody want to tell us what it is? It's God's love. The only thing that has the kind of strength that God has is having His love. Trust Him. He's able. Trust Him. He's promised. Trust Him. He loves you. Trust Him. He's just waiting for you to put your situation in His hands. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God. Father, we want to thank You, Lord, for all that's gone on this morning. Somehow the words of the song through it all just sort of stir us all up in our life. No matter what we're going through, that You're going to be there with us. And then the choir say, only trust Him. Father, somehow we're reminded we just need to trust You. There's nothing that you are not able to do. And somehow because of Your power, because of Your love, Father, there's no reason for us to ever doubt that You will fulfill the promises that You've made to keep us through our most difficult situation. Father, we thank You for the story. We thank You because You brought us through. Well, we thank You, Father, for our difficulties because, Father, You brought us out of them. We thank You, Father, for all that has occurred in our lives because how, Father, every situation, somehow the blessings and the difficulties have made us stronger and brought us closer to You. Thank You, Father, for all those things that have increased and improved and helped us to have the beautiful relationship that we have with You right now. We thank You for the Holy Spirit, and we thank You, Father, for Your love and the way that You continue to be with us through every situation. In the precious name of Jesus, precious name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. with anybody in the audience, unless I'm going to say something that maybe sounds a little foolish, but I'm going to say this. If there's anybody in the audience right now or in the congregation right now who has never had a problem, I'd like you to stand up, boy.
My Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let's see. I suppose what I'm seeing as I look out is that all of us have had problems.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I can't help but believe that all of us who have had those problems know that God is the one that brought us through. Now, you know, there may be some who are here who say they have problems, but they have not yet given themselves over to the Lord. I'm going to ask everybody to stand now. We know that everybody who's on their feet has their problems. But some who are on their feet have not yet given